This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.
Yes, indeed. All right, are we ready? We're going to talk about the weather first.
Oh, God,
weather?
They're all finished. Yep. Why don't they go home?
Well.
We are finished.
Okay. Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shoup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. You may notice a little bit of noise behind us, or in and or around us. This is sort of an experiment today at this episode because we're at Evans Sidewalk Cafe. We sort of thought, well, you know, since we get our best ideas when we're at Evans for show topics, that maybe if we just recorded here, it might work out a little bit better. Marcia's got another opinion.
Also, there's no heat in the opera house.
There's no heat in the opera house, which brings us to our next topic.
It
brings us to our next topic. The weather. January has been fierce here in northern Indiana.
Fierce is not the word.
Fierce. And what has happened is that, a lot of, notably schools especially, have been closed quite a few days, as well as businesses and other things as well. And one of the consequences sometimes of the weather is that rehearsals don't happen and that audiences don't like to come to the theater. And we have experienced that both this season to some degree and also in past seasons where the weather has impinged. Now, if you're living in the Southland, you get to worry about ice, I guess. But
Atlanta got socked, didn't it?
Atlanta got socked. I have a friend in Houston who had the people were sliding off the road in Houston and things like that. So, but when the weather creates this kind of an issue, how do theaters deal with it? Community theaters very often have, you know, a location that is pretty much and a time frame for their shows. And do you cancel a show? We're lucky with our theater because we can sometimes move. We have a little bit of slack at times.
Yeah, not very often. I mean, I think the first thing to think about would be just rehearsals in this time of weather, too, because rehearsals are what you have to deal with more than sometimes even worrying about the performance itself. But what happens, like, for example, now we're rehearsing a show that's lost six or seven rehearsals.
You just try and contact a friendly, sympathetic space owner in town and see if you can rehearse there. I think at least one of the churches in town has been very nice about letting us rehearse downstairs in their building when we're not able to get in up here.
Well, but it's more than that. I mean, there are times in weather. I mean, we were told not to drive this week. We weren't allowed to be outside.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Under no circumstances. I mean, we could have been ticketed $2,500. So what do you do in situations like that? And a lot of times,
you don't rehearse.
When I produce, you don't rehearse. But this time of year, I usually build in the idea that we're going to have a couple of snow days. Now, not as many as what we've had. We had 7 for our youth theater show already. But I build those into the calendar so that I know if I need to, I can take time away and not really worry about losing rehearsal time. And that helps a lot to build it into the calendar.
That's right. The weather hurts our theater to some degree because we are not in the city center, so to speak. We're in a little town outside of kind of the population center, and we really are not that far away from where most of the population is, but there's this perception that, oh my goodness, the weather's bad, I have to drive all the way out to Bristol.
Let me interrupt you, David. I don't think it's that it's all the way out. I think it's the fact that to get all the way out, you have to come along a highway that is usually in the direct path of the wind, and therefore it blows and drifts, and It's just really bad sometimes. I can remember driving home from a rehearsal one night years ago, and it was snowing so hard that I could not literally see to the front end of my car.
Yeah. I've had a couple of those instances.
That would be
terrible.
That would be a problem. But I think sometimes cold, just being cold, is what kind of keeps people away in some respects. Although, you know, in a city center, you know, it's not as big of a problem because the distances may be shorter.
That's true.
Yeah. Distances may be
shorter.
But
you still have people traveling no matter what. Mm-hmm. I mean, not everybody, if you're in a downtown area, not everybody who's performing for you is going to be coming from that location. They're all still going to be driving in from somewhere. You know.
Okay.
So
then, let me ask you: if the weather is really bad, like last week, one of the nights when I was supposed to go see something I wanted to see in a town that's probably 20 miles away, mm-hmm. and it was definitely sub-zero with really bad wind chill, and I just elected not to go, which is fine. But if you're putting on a show or having not rehearsal so much, because that's up to the director, but if you're in performance, who has the say on whether or not you don't perform that night?
Sure. Which I've never had that encounter where we've not performed, but...
No, but if you did, who would be...
Well, it starts at the state level, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because I mean, the law enforcement says
that.
Oh, I know,
but you're going, which is very rare
to have
the state come in and say, you've got to stay off the roads.
Right.
If they don't say that... Who decides from your organization whether or not it's worthwhile to drag the performers out there because, you know, the show must go on?
Well, the director makes the first decision, and then the board usually has to decide.
No, the director doesn't have anything to do with it.
Really?
The decision has to come... Well, it depends on how the organization runs.
Well,
our organization, it would come from the management
or
the board president.
Yeah.
But as a general rule, if the state says you can be on the road, then the show goes on, no matter what the temperature is and no matter what the driving conditions are.
Now we had a situation a number of years ago where the artistic director was really functioning pretty much as the executive director. So, and we had a huge blizzard, and this is quite a number of years ago, but we were losing rehearsals. And we were close to opening, but we were able to make announcements that the show was being shifted back a week. Now, that can happen, but you have to have time in advance to know. I mean, you can't do it the day before. We did it about a week ahead because it was obvious that opening night wasn't going to happen.
Right. And I guess
not because of the weather necessarily, but because you had not had enough. The weather had cut down so much on your rehearsal time that the show was not ready to open.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, and actually, the weather was going to pretty much prevent it too, because we had at that time it was 10 feet of snow piled in the middle of Main Street.
Yeah.
Well. So. But yeah, I mean, what I was always taught was that if the state has not put any travel restrictions on travel in your county, then the show goes on. And we have, you know, as we're lucky because we do 2 to 3 weekends of every show. So if people don't want to drive, then we'll allow them to reschedule their tickets.
Right. And what do you do about the actors who can't get there because of bad driving?
That's what 4x4s are for.
There you go.
Guess what?
Well, you find somebody with a 4x4, you go pick them up and bring them to the theater.
Carpooling is a good
That's
idea.
That's what we've always done.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done that too, yeah.
So, just find...
Make it easier. You know somebody's driving around in a Volkswagen.
But I mean, as a general rule, if the county and the state are saying it's okay to be on the road, then it's okay to be out.
Well, you may have their blessing, but what if you can't get out of your driveway?
Which happened to us
where I live at the beginning of this siege of awful weather. They did not plow our street until at least 4 days after the major snowfall.
Yeah, usually when you're getting into that kind of territory, a lot of times they are saying stay off the roads, though, too.
Yeah, they're saying stay home.
It was bad, and I wouldn't have driven out here then.
Okay, so like if you're in a show and you're trapped in your house...
Right.
And you can't get out.
You can't phone it in.
You can't phone it in. What do you do as an actor or a performer?
I watch a lot of TV, actually.
I watch too much TV.
Is it time to just get out the old script and walk your lines and wait until springtime?
Anyway. Shouldn't you? If you're in a show, even if you can't get out of the show.
You should be doing it anyway. That's right.
You know, the other thing that we've been doing recently is that we've been... extending rehearsals. So either rehearsal has started an hour earlier or we're running a rehearsal an hour later. And also, we usually work in days off just because actors can't take that much time off. And so if you know, a day off suddenly becomes a rehearsal day. It's like, sorry, we need you at the theater. If it means you have to skip church or whatever, you've made a commitment to this, and we hope that you'll understand that and be willing to come and rehearse with us on a day that you thought was going to be off.
Right.
Even if that's a Saturday, which we try not to rehearse on Saturdays, but even if it's a Saturday, get there and be happy.
Yeah. Well, it's always, Saturday's a fun day at the theater. Every day is a fun day at the theater.
I think Saturdays are a great day, and if I do, I know what you're saying, Dave. I mean, I can't hear what you're saying, Dave.
I said every Saturday is a fun day at the theater.
And it is for me, because I start working at 10 o'clock in the morning, but on Saturdays usually.
That's true.
Let's build set. But I don't have a problem with, stop, Marcia. She's doing the little
world's tiniest violin.
You can't see that in the podcast world,
but I
can see it sitting next to her.
Uh-huh.
But then I think there's nothing wrong with doing a Saturday afternoon rehearsal or a Saturday night if you need to, so you can catch up.
Yeah. Well, Saturdays have tradition. We don't rehearse on Saturdays, and I've always wondered, we're kind of getting into another area, but I've always wondered why we don't very much. Why not? That's when a lot of people have more time.
Well, they do have time on Saturdays, but it is kind of nice to be able to relax at some point during the week and have a day where you don't have to worry about being at the theater.
And it may be one of the few days that the family is all together.
It may be also the day that you have more time to shovel yourself out of your house, too.
There you go.
Now, I have another question, though, because we're talking about weather. So let's say weather has interfered with the rehearsal process, and you may not think the show's quite ready to go. What do you think about still opening on your regular opening night, but having somebody walk out on stage and say, everybody, we just want you to know the weather has affected this, but we're going to give you a show? I'm just curious.
I don't think they have any doubt that you're going to give them a show. But.
Not making excuses for it being maybe
that there
not
might
up
be some
snuff.
Issues, yeah. The lights may not be quite done. The set may not be quite ready.
Well, you know
ready,
what I think? Sometimes I somebody's think sleeve if is, you put that in their minds... that this is not going to be really what you should be seeing on an opening night, that's what they're going to see.
Yeah.
If you say, just go out and say, wow, we are certainly glad that all five of you managed to make it here, and we're just going to give you a hell of a show.
That's right.
Don't let them look for things that are wrong.
That's right.
But,
I think it's really cool to thank them for braving the weather if it's an issue.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I always do.
We're talking about curtain speeches here, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead.
No, that's all. So, wow, they said it was not going to be good. Let's see what's bad about this.
That's right.
I told the director for the current show, I said, the kids have worked really hard and they would be definitely ready next week. But if that show had to go on stage tomorrow, it could go on stage tomorrow.
Oh, mm-hmm. If it's a kid show, people forgive everything.
But I think even an adult show, if it's been rehearsed really well, mm-hmm. That last week of rehearsals when they're getting into costume and they're finally on stage, there are a lot of things that come together. We know that.
Yeah, of course.
But a lot of times the show is usually ready the week before. I'm not going to say every time because I have been in some musicals that weren't ready until the second weekend, and Marcia will attest to that.
Yes.
But for the most part, we're ready by the first dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
We should be able to go on
at that point. And that week of dress rehearsals is really a refining process. So you could conceivably go on a week earlier sometimes than what you are scheduled, at least in our theater. I'm not going to say every theater is that way because every theater operates differently.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I always think you should be ready on dress rehearsal day.
Absolutely.
What dress rehearsal day is all about is getting the freak out about your costumes out. And so,
and getting the reaction of an audience if you have a few people there to watch. Yeah.
So sometimes you can make up for those lost days just by knowing that your shows should normally be ready anyway. So
right. Well, we push for that certainly.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
for
we
sure.
always try to push for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Try to rehearse up to performance level as much
and
as you
I
can.
Was, yeah. Not every show can be. I mean, I've always have been wanting to get my shows ready a week prior to when we open. We've talked about that on the podcast before.
Sure.
But because of weather and some other issues with Almost Maine, even we didn't have our animations or our soundtrack in place until opening night.
Mm.
So,
whoa.
Just stuff happened.
Yeah, just because things were happening.
And that was a show about snow.
Our sound designer got stuck at home because of the weather.
Yeah.
And his power went down as well as his internet, and he had no way of creating his sound design.
Isn't that
right.
awful?
So
yeah.
he couldn't even email it to me because he
couldn't even email you to tell you he had a problem.
Right. Because he had no power. So, yeah. That happens, and we've stuck it out, and we called everybody in a little bit early before the show on that night, and we said, let's run real quick tech, and we did a 20-minute tech rehearsal on opening night, and we got the stuff instituted, and it went off.
Should we be prepared in our theaters to do theater frontier style if we actually have to? Like, right. where you bring in, old style lighting
I finished the Music Man.
It occurs to me that we did that one time.
Did we?
At one time.
We finished Music Man.
Yep.
The last time we did Music Man here at our theater.
Oh, well, that was fun.
We finished it to lanterns on the front, lanterns and flashlights.
That's great.
That's right. That was fun.
And the audience
loves
it.
Yeah, that was a storm, and the crew just came out with the offstage flashlights, and we shined them on the people, and they sang the song, and we held flashlights up while people walked out after the curtain call, and the cast stayed on stage and kept singing. They sung one of the other songs.
We just kept singing. Yeah.
Yep. And it was a wonderful moment of the theater. Yeah. Really, it was neat. It was
so
really neat.
I say weather is your friend.
Whether or not.
Weather is your friend.
Well, it definitely makes you think outside the box, especially in late December, January, and February.
Yeah.
It does.
And it even has made me think, should we stop scheduling shows in January altogether? But, I mean, I hate to do that because it's an interruption to the season for everybody.
Sure. No, I don't think we should.
But
so, well, I think we can wrap that one up. We have put that beating the weather to death.
Yep.
So, hey, so you stay warm. And
don't let the weather keep you locked inside.
That's right. If you got any weather-related theater stories, of which I'm sure there are thousands, let us know.
And
send us an email via the website. Right. It's Dave, John, or Marcia at theatergeeks.com, and we'll get it. And so that's it. Be sure to stop by our online store, theatergeeks.com/store. We've got we've got wonderful clothing there that can keep you warm in the wintertime.
That thong will not keep you warm.
The thong will not do it, but you know what? You wear that hoodie and get yourself a big cup of coffee in the hot, in the coffee mug.
Marcia hates it.
Oh, look, we just said thong.
Thong? Thing-a-thong.
Thing-a-thong.
But the coffee mugs are great. And a hoodie would keep you really warm in the summertime or in the wintertime.
Wintertime, absolutely.
Yeah, it would be really wonderful. So,
people, we have too much fun.
That's right. By the way, we are available not only here at the website at theatergeeks.com. You can also catch us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also pick us up on Stitcher Smart Radio, and we are also on TuneIn Radio, which is and between Stitcher and TuneIn, those are in a lot of cars now. So you
said
can find us.
We're on the Blueberry Network without B's, right?
Without E's.
Oh, without E's.
Blueberry with no E's. We're on the Blueberry. Blueberry.com.
Blubberry.
Anyway, so we're on that. And I think that's all we've got to say. That's it. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks. See, there's Evans.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.